Blog Talk Radio.
Only poetic quiz show on radio, and that is Tic Mac Poe, and that of course is the Common Linnets, who are a country and western band from the Netherlands. That's right, a country and western band from the Netherlands. The two of them got together, had amazing success in, of all things, the Eurovision Song Contest, where they came second. Then they decided to go and do a tour. The only problem was, of course, that the guy involved had already decided to leave the band. So they were wandering around Europe just with one and a replacement guy, which didn't work so well. So after the calm, after the storm, they sort of did a number of things that went okay in the Netherlands and never really got past that. Anyway, there we go. The Common Linnets. Deb, studio producer, Bert on My Poetry, and head of a team of voices. How are you today, Deb?
I'm well. How are you?
I am very, very well. And of course, the reason for having the Common Linnets there was that the theme for today is Valentine's Day. I know it's a little bit late, but we only run every couple of weeks or so, or a month or so, for the wonderful world of Tic Mac Poe. And so the theme today is Valentine's Day. So with that, I will go to the boards and I will grab probably the most experienced Tic Mac Poe participant that we have in our hallowed halls of all poetry, and that would be Lady A. Hello, Lady A. How are you?
Hello, I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I am well. Are you looking forward to the Valentine's Day episode of Tic Mac Poe?
I really am. Yes, indeed.
Oh, there you go. there you go. So I have been fiddling around with a number of poems in the last week or two, and have come up with a number that I think are very interesting, but certainly very different. And with that, of course, we go to the lines and speak with our other participant, Liquid Damage. Hi, Liquid Damage. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I think it's Jeannie. She's all like, done this before and everything.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to give you.
You're going to take it easy on me.
I'm going to give you the introduction, Liquid Damage, and you it's going to be like you have been playing this for years after you've heard this introduction. So here we go.
Yeah.
This is really, really easy. It's as simple as noughts and crosses. Yeah, we're playing basically noughts and crosses. So if you go to the Team of Voices board and have a look at the Team of Voices board, you'll see a Tic-Mac-Po board sheet that is up the board.
Well.
And anyways, what that has is that that has 9 numbers attached to a board, okay? 1, 2, 3
across
the top line, 4, 5, 6 across the middle line, 7, 8, 9 across the bottom line, okay? So we have basically got 9 poems. We've got basically 9 poems, Linda, and we've got 4 that have been written by somebody else, whoever that is, yeah? 4 written by somebody else. 4 written by me, being Mac, and 1 written by the great Edgar Allan Poe, which is how we get to Tic-Mac-Po.
Ah.
That's the name of the game. Yeah, you see. It's almost
okay.
Clever. And so you have to guess. You will read the poem. You'll pick one of the poems between 1 and 9. I will put it up on the board. You will then read the poem, and then I will ask you to guess who it's by me, Poe, or somebody else. You've got 3 choices, yeah? But there's only 1 Poe poem. So that's a bit of a trick. Now, if it's hard or too difficult, you can phone a friend, but you only get to do that once, and that's Deb. So Deb has probably read thousands of my poems and has a fairly good idea about what I'm doing. But
yeah, I'm not too
sometimes
into your
I can
stuff,
to
but
yeah.
We'll see.
So there you go. So and remember, I'm out to trick you. Now, so what I'm going to ask, firstly, Linda, since you're new, do you want to be the O's or the X's?
I'll be the X's.
Okay. You're the X's, Linda. That's very good. And so I'm going to make a note of that because I tend to get myself forget these things as I go along.
Because they're the kisses.
So I'll just put that on the back of the note.
X's mean kisses.
Do they? Okay. Linda, you're X's. Well, and the kisses then. And Lady A, you are O's. Now, Lady A,
O's
we get
are
to that point in the show where I get my coin. I get my coin. And I flip the coin, and you have to tell me whether you want heads or tails. Now, I've got a 20-cent coin today, which means Platypus is on one side, Queen of England on the other, because, of course, she's part of the Commonwealth and all that stuff. Yes, being a good set of citizens. Do you want heads or tails, Lady A?
No, I think I'm going to go with the tails.
Okay, here we go. It's going up. Oh,
yeah, this one on the floor. It is the tails.
Which means, Lady A, you get the star.
It's
tails?
It's tails.
Now, this would normally make a big difference, but it seems to make no difference in this game. But anyway, I'm in your hands, Lady O. You can have any number you like, as Henry Ford would say, as long as it's between 1 and 9.
I'm going to, let me see the board here. I have a number in my mind. You're not showing the board, though, are you?
Oh, I am. It's just
no,
a
I got it.
Higher in the board. It just got.
Oh, I just wanted to
double
it
higher.
Down.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So 1, 2, 3 being the top line, 4, 5, 6 the middle line, and 7, 8, 9 being the bottom line. Lady O?
Okay, I'm going to pick 7.
You're going number 7. Down the bottom corner. Okay, perfect. Bear with me. That is going to go up on the board. And you'll see the way this works, Linda, because we're going to do this with you very shortly. So here we go. in. And you should see it now, Lady A.
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute.
Trots.
Oops. What are we waiting for?
Yeah, it should be up there now.
Yeah, I see it. I just thought
so
I heard Deb say, wait a minute.
No.
You want me to read it?
Good. Yes, please.
Okay. All right, so here it goes. Twice or thrice had I loved thee before I knew thy face or name. Oh, it's jumping because people are writing on the board.
It's okay. No, it's okay. It's all good.
Twice or thrice had I loved thee before I knew thy face or name. So in a voice, so in a shapeless flame, angels affect us oft and worshipped be. Still when to where thou wert I came, some lovely glorious nothing I did see. But since my soul, whose child love is, takes limbs of flesh and else could nothing do, more subtle than the parent is, love must not be, but take a body too. And therefore, what thou wert and who, I bid, love asked, and now that I assume thy body, I allow, and fix itself in thy lip, eye, and brow.
There you go.
Very, very old English.
Very old English. I agree with you very much, Lady A. Yes.
Yeah, really old English. I don't think it's Poe. I'm going to say somebody else.
You don't want to use the services of Deb at this point and get give you some prognostications?
I could.
Do we get to challenge that?
Whether or not that it has my magic formula in there to know if it's you. And it doesn't really ring. I don't think this is you. I'm going to say somebody else.
You're going to go somebody else. I can't convince you otherwise, Lady. I cannot.
No.
I was trying. But anyway, let's go to the videotape and have a look. And the answer is...
Yay.
It is somebody else. So we have started, Linda, so now you can actually see how this works. Okay, so bear with me, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and use this brand new damn markup thing that's happened on my iPad since it got changed, which I was like, God, I was just getting used to the old version. And they've now got a new version there, and, I'm suffering. But anyway, that's okay. I'll get used to it. I'll get used to it. And Hatter, you've joined us.
Yes, I'm here just to make sure about the medic, in case there's any injuries, and cleaning the restroom.
I think that's fair. Yes, no, I think that's completely... And you can be the side umpire, Hatter.
Okay.
The side umpire that sort of is there just in case something goes wrong and puts the flag out.
Yep.
You know, like in the...
I will throw the flag immediately.
You throw the flag. That's it. Okay. So, the good news is, Lady A, that if we look at the board, you have an O in the bottom left corner there. Now, this means liquid damage, that you can now choose...
Looks like an apple.
Light. It does look like an apple, actually. At between 1 and 9, but except you can't use number 7 because Lady A's already got her O there. So you can have 1 through 9, except not 7. Sorry, liquid damage.
I will take number 5.
You can go number 5. Okay, I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Right.
Understandable thing to do. And so let me go get number 5. from the board, and I will put it up there. A little bit longer, my apologies, but, you know, some are longer and some are shorter.
Okay, that's all right, because I might have to refresh to get it.
Yeah, you might. Now, it's coming. I'll tell you when I'm putting it up the board. I put it up there. Now,
okay, hang on. Okay. So I read it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Picking that bluebell, my Valentine, now and evermore. The coroner noted the death of Oswald, of no fixed address. A lady, Ruby, was bailed on firearms offenses, pending further inquiries.
Now, you're going to write that up to the top. Yeah, we started near the end. So it starts, my Valentine, liquid damage, right up the top.
Oh, I don't see it.
Do you want to refresh once
now
again?
And evermore?
My Valentine.
Yeah, let me. Let me try that.
Yeah.
Keeps jumping.
Okay, hang on. Let me see.
Yeah, I know. It jumps around. It's hard.
There we go.
I understand.
Yeah, I don't see it at all now. Oh, wait a minute.
You can have
somebody
else read it.
There's a link from Deborah Lee. No, that's not it.
No, it's below that. It's below that liquid damage. If you keep going down,
yeah,
it's below the link.
Okay, hang on. Let me do it once again.
Yep.
Do you see the picture of the tic-tac-toe board with the O on it?
Yes, I do. I see it says tic-tac-toe, and it's an empty board.
Oh, okay. It's not updated.
It's an empty.
Wait a minute.
Let me use my tools here. I see it. It's a little elevator here. Okay, here we go. My Valentine, I witness a bluebell by a field swaying, joyous, elegant, her design. My world to her yield. She is my knoll divine. We met at the library. My word is book C. And she compliments with an innocent and sweet smirk B. But then rejected, and the shame burnt white hot as the summer concrete is in the tame Dallas neighborhood. Was late autumn, and the perennials were withering near the brook depository where I had worked a few days some. So I set up a meet as friends, but I was not going to be there in person at the park. I was taking aim with my sniper's rifle, picking the bluebill, my Valentine, now and evermore. The coroner noted, too, I guess that says R. Lee, the coroner noted the death of Oswald on no fixed address. A lady, Ruby, was bailed of firearms offenses pending further inquiries. And I'm going to say that is you.
I can't convince you otherwise, Linda, of that particular subject. You don't need Deb to help or assist.
Well, are you asking me why I think it's you?
Indirectly, but yes.
Well, when he talks about picking up his firearm and with my snipers, right? I figured it's not Poe. And
I think that's a good guess. Yeah.
I like the fact. I mean, I've heard a little bit of your poetry and the beginning verse. Wait a minute, where is it? Where am I at? My Valentine, I witness a bluebell by a field swaying, joyous, elegant her design, my world to hear her yield. She is my knoll divine. I think that's a lot like you, but
well,
I know it's not
so. Well,
if
that's the case, then I have to say, you're absolutely right.
Hey,
right.
Linda, good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Look out, Lady A.
Yeah,
it's on
that
Lady
would have
A.
been my pick as well, because it contains my magic formula to know when it's AP.
But it's a pretty decent sort of guess, though, liquid damage. I'm pretty impressed out here, let me tell you. Because it wasn't a straightforward, everyday AP style of life. You know, there was stuff going on. And you know, you picked up that stuff and saw through it quite nicely. So I'm impressed. Done really, really well.
Right on.
So
thank you. Thank you very much.
We're both on the board.
Excellent.
No, both on the board. And you know, it was a nice little Valentine's Day sort of turnaround poem to, of course, the story of the assassination of Robert Kennedy, which, of course, you know, is always going to be, you know. But
the best poems always have sniper rifles in them on Valentine's Day.
I kind of like the fact that it did the nice little reverse where the lady actually sort of had him figured anyway, and that she was called Ruby. I sort of, all of that appealed to me greatly. Anyway, that was last night's right.
Right.
Well done, Linda. Well done. Okay, Lady A, we have now guessed successfully number 5 and number 7, which leaves all the other numbers between 1 and 9.
Okay. All right, I have some questions. So what did you pick? You picked 5 in the middle, right?
Right.
Yep. So
okay.
That's in the middle.
Okay.
So Linda's got the X in the middle. Yep.
All right. Let me see.
Yeah, I see
for
the
one.
X now.
I am going to pick 9.
You're going to go 9. Okay, cool. So that's the other corner at the bottom. So let me go to the videotape and grab number 9. Still like number 5, by the way. I was quite pleased with that one. Did you like that one, Deb?
Say that again.
Did you like that last one?
Oh yeah, I did. I could see the places where you were trying to fool, and it was pretty good. I was really, really impressed, Linda. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of smelling a draw. Maybe the first one you were just saying we hadn't had one. So. Yeah.
Can I make a comment on the poem that Linda read too?
Yeah,
the last verse, because when I saw this, I thought it wasn't part of my magic formula. But that first line of the last verse, if you reversed it, it's like you were saying, Lady A, Ruby was bailed and on firearms offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Was that in or was this my imagination?
No.
Right on.
So anyway, there you go. Okay, we have the next poem up on the board, Lady A. That's number 9.
Okay.
So we'll get to see what you think of this one.
All right. Here we go. Okay. I watched thee when the foe was at our side, ready to strike at him or thee and me, were safety hopeless rather than divide aught with one loved save love and liberty. I watched thee on the breakers when the rock received our prow and all was storm and fear, and bade thee cling to me through every shock. This arm would be thy bark, or breast thy bier. I watched thee when the fever glazed thine eyes, yielding my couch and stretched me on the ground, when overworn with watching, ne'er to rise from thence if thou an early grave hast found. Wow, this is another old English speak.
Another one type of poem. I've gone back to history here, Lydia.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's you. I'm pretty sure it's not you. Um, No, it's not you. And I don't think it's Poe because it's not dark enough. Let's see when the fool was at our side.
It's Poe.
Oh, with one love, save love and liberty.
Now, I can't teach you to use the services of dead. Lady
I think
is suggesting it's Poe, but, there you go.
Hatter's guessing.
You get his opinion for free, by the way.
I think this one also is someone else.
Okie doke. And you're not going to use your one lifeline out to Deb to check that and make sure that I'm not tricking you or something like that?
No, I don't think. I'm really, really pretty sure. The only thing I'm unsure of is whether it's Poe, but I'm going to say that it's someone else.
Okie doke. Well, I shall go to the videotape then if you're convinced, and I shall say that it is somebody else.
Thank you.
It's actually about as old English as you can get, actually, Lady A. That was
yes.
A little piece of Lord Byron, would you believe? So, when in doubt, go for Lord Byron, I say. So, that's where I was. I was oldie English in the oldie and the English, really. There's no other way to describe it. So the good news is that you're batting 2-for-2, Lady A, which is always a good sign in this game.
It is.
So I'm just about to go and put the board up so that you can see where we are up to, everybody, because we basically have had 3 successful guesses, which is the way it should be, really. It's and we now have a board with an X in the middle and 2 O's in the 2 bottom corners. So I don't know what that looks like. Sort of alien-esque, isn't it, really? An X and 2 apples there. Something along those lines. Anyway, so if you've refreshed your screen and you can see that now, Linda, you now have the choice between any poem you like, as long as it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, or 8.
Well, I obviously have to go for number 8.
I think you probably
and I'm going to have to refresh
actually.
Here.
Yeah, no, I understand. So let me find number 8 first, because there's no point refreshing until I put it there.
That's true.
This is number 8. This is number 8, so bear with me. I'm just getting it, putting it on the board. I'll tell you when it's there so you can refresh. So
okay.
It is going to be there. I am posting it. Now.
Okay. Oops, wait a minute. Let me get my little elevator.
And it starts with my eyes, is the first 2 words. My eyes.
My eyes. Okay. My eyes, they dance on her words. I float near her ripple to tease. Enjoyed together we fly among, with flights of birds beating our sweet breeze. Adrift are reaching a far horizon, between our cases fall away. Towards a place dull to dust, we can imagine the speck's distant sway. Further see those shores ahead, no more I care from this man. His arms reach to envelop me, and in his spread my desires, wait a minute, is that it? Oh, my desires wing to fan. Okay, I'm going to say that's not Poe.
Makes it a little bit easier, because if it's not Poe, it can only be somebody else or me. Or you can, of course, ask Deb, because she will
I'm
going to
say somebody else, because
life.
I think you're a little bit more eloquent than this. I mean, not that this isn't a good poem, but I think you're a little bit more in depth. You know, you have more depth to your stuff. This is pretty straightforward. So I'm going to say somebody else.
Now, I can't convince you to use Deb here, Liquid Damage. You sound convinced, but I'm very happy to stop at this point and bring in Deb, the person who knows
you
my
know,
writing better
I will
than
bring
almost
in
anybody.
Deb. I will bring in Deb because if I don't get this one right, I lose. So I might as well bring in Deb.
Well, no, you don't lose. Then I'll just correct you there. Because having guessed, we put a little dash there, and that means that we come back. If you get it right, then you've got a block. If you get it wrong, we put a dash, and we can't come back until we've guessed every other space, right? So we've got to guess all 9 poems, but then you're right. It could, you know, you don't have
okay,
to
I'm going
to
go
you know,
with
so
my,
could,
I think
know.
It's, I think it's someone else.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, righto. Well, if you're pretty sure, that's pretty not bad in this sort of game. So let me go to the videotape and find out where we are up to here, because it's always interesting when Deb actually goes and fixes the room. And the answer is...
Oh, it's you, huh?
No, it's not somebody else. No, it's not somebody else. Well, I can't say at the minute, actually, liquid damage. I can't say.
It's you.
I mean, because, of course, we're still in the middle of the game. But what I can say...
Okay, so what do we do here?
What I can say with great definiteness is it's not me. And so we put a little dash now in this thing. You'll see it when it comes up, so bear with me. And what this means is that we can't go back to this square until we've gone and tried every other one. So we'll see this when it comes up on the board. Yeah, so don't you haven't. There is no such thing as losing at this point, right? But just saying. What we've had is a missed guess. That's all. So let me go and show you
okay.
how that looks. And we will then, you will see that when it comes up and when you refresh around about now, you'll see a little dash in that square with a little X saying that you've tried and not made it work. But it means that
okay.
Lady A can't go there until she's tried the other squares. So, Lady A, you now have a choice between poems 1, 2, 3, 4, or 6.
Well, I'm going to pick number 2.
You're going to pick number 2. Okay. We can do that. Let me go and do that and put that on the board. Give me one tick. Perfectly lovely poem. Glad I chose it. Let's have a quick look. And it is on the board for you now, Lady.
Okay. I hear some heavy breathing. I don't know if somebody's got a cold or...
No, it's probably me. No, it's all good.
Okay, here we go.
Away we go, Lady.
My heart is like a singing bird whose nest is in a water's chute. My heart is like an apple tree whose boughs are bent with thickest fruit. My heart is like a rainbow shell that paddles in a halcyon sea. My heart is gladder than all these because my love has come to me. Raise me a dais of silken down, hang it with veil and purple dyes. Carve it in doves and pomegranates and peacocks with 100 eyes. Work it in gold and silver grapes, in leaves and silver fleur-de-lis, because the birthday of my life is come. My love is come to me. Oh, very romantic. It's not you.
Very romantic.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. But,
but it's
very
not
romantic.
You. Yep. Poe, I don't
Definitely.
Think Poe was... I wouldn't say he was a romantic poet. He was a lamenting, heartbreaking, sad romantic poet. Let's put it that way. So I'm going to say this is also someone else.
Doing it with great confidence too, Lady A. I can't convince you to use Deb at this point.
I don't think so, no. Although I do
fact,
appreciate
no,
Lee.
You're so cute.
No. I'm just saying. Okay, well, if I can't do that, I'll have to go to the videotape and have a look, Gladio. And I'm here to tell you that this poem is by somebody else. It is by somebody else.
Dang.
Nice piece out of the 1850s. It is by somebody else. It was actually a poem by Isabel Rossetti.
I was going to say.
So,
yes.
Were you?
You're kicking my ass.
Were you?
Well, I have a secret.
Isabel Rossetti.
And nobody knows it. No one knows my way of, of
finding
out. Oh,
yeah. Secrets get you every time.
Yeah, like, and I picked it off the very first time I played, and I've used it throughout the games, and even when others play, I use it, and I'm pretty much right every time.
Right
so,
on.
There you go.
Teach me your secret.
There you go.
I don't know if I can.
I didn't know
well,
who it was, but I knew it was a chick.
Whatever it is, it's been working for you. That's all we can say. And
yeah, someday I'll tell you, AP. My death
She's under investigation
no,
for roids.
Well, yeah, there's something there, Hannah. I don't know what it is, but there's something there. I mean, it's probably, I probably put a signature on it or something like that, and don't remember to take it off or something. But at the end of the day. Lady A, I'm very pleased to say that
yes.
is now the board. We have
okay.
yep,
three
I see it.
O's, one X in the middle, and I turn to you now, Liquid Damage, and say, which spot do you want to go to next?
I would like to go to number four.
Number four. We can do number four. Okay, let's go get number four for you. And I think, let's see what you think of this one. Never sort of know with these. It sort of all comes together, and particularly with Valentine's Day, sort of kind of a neat sort of theme, really. And so, if you refresh now, you should find the poem.
Yeah, I think
there.
I see
it. Humbly I pledge.
Yes, I see it. Humbly I pledge my desires to yours through as though as we grow in a broad forest intertwined, whensoever leaves fall off my tree to they spill, on ground they rustle, enmesh still we bind, one matching the other in birth and in the ends, ideas fallen as colored woven clothes too fair. They meld with the earth in their crumpled death, each divisible of mud that holds our roots bare. And though in good times by grace foliage grows, with thou anew left bind our intersections, as they will wrestle with intent until they fall, seized by winds awaiting a mutual direction. I don't think it's Poe. Although I see that humbly I pledge my desires to use throw.
Now remember, you can use, if you're having troubles or worries, you can use your one lifeline with Deb if you wish. Here, Liquid Damage,
right.
It's up to you. But remember, you can only use her once.
I'm going to say this is you.
Okay. Right, well, you're allowed to do that. And I can't convince you to use Deb, or I can't convince you that it might be somebody else?
No, I think I'm going to go with you. It's very pretty, and I know you write pretty stuff, but it's a little bit,
yes.
It's got some stuff in there. Kind of sad stuff, but you write really pretty
yep.
things. So I'm going to go with you.
Well, that's a very nice compliment, and I have to say that in this particular instance, you're absolutely right. Because, I'm very happy to say it's pretty, and I'm very happy to say it's me.
Right
well
on.
It's nothing like being right, really. So,
That's right.
Handy.
Represent.
Nothing like being right. So I am now going to edit the board so that there is another X in the square. And I am then going to post that up on the board so that we can all see where the game is up to. Because it's coming into an interesting point, lady. Which is, you know, this is where the good people stand up, radio. This is what happens at this point in the show. This is where we see if that special sauce of yours works, because that is the board as it stands at the minute.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to pick number 4, 5, 6, I guess it is.
Number 6, you're going to pick for the block.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, now let me go and get number 6 and put it on the board for you. And it will be there shortly. I'll tell you when it's there. And it is there now, and it starts with 4. 4 hertz.
Okay. 'For her, this rhyme is penned, whose luminous eyes, brightly expressive as the twins of Leda, shall find her own sweet name that nestling lies upon the page enwrapped from every reader. Search narrowly the lines, they hold a treasure divine, a talisman, an amulet that must be worn at. Search well the measure, the words, the syllables, do not forget the trivia, lest point, or you may lose your labor. And yet there is in this no Gordian knot, which one might not undo without a saber, if one could merely comprehend the plot and written upon the leaf where now are appearing. Now, I'm going to say that this is Mr. A.P. Taylor. And let me just,
right.
I'm just going to review it here, because I don't think it's Poe, for sure. I'm pretty sure it's not Poe. I can't entirely, but, see, and I have this, I'm going to tell you after what I see in this, too.
Okay.
Which is a little bit different than my secret formula, but nonetheless, it has the stamp of Sir AP on it. And I'm going to say to you.
I'm so happy
that you're here.
Okay. Righto. Well, if I can't do that, then I am going to go to the videotape and have a look and see where we are, and
okay.
Sorry, Lady A. It's not
I think that was the least AP ever, Lady A. What happened?
No, it's just that I saw something in this that I thought was maybe a trickery. Was trickery? I didn't use my formula, and I should have. But the second verse, and it says, "Search narrowly the lines." They I thought, he's trying to trick.
No.
Very good. Yeah.
No.
I'm pretty sure he warned you at the beginning that he was going to try to fool you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm aware, yeah. He did fool me on this one, I'll tell you that. Sure.
There you go.
Should have stuck to my formula.
So
very good, Abe.
We have had a miss now, so we can all feel good about ourselves. And I'm just putting the board up on the board so that we can see it. And it is a sort of pretty messy board, really. Looking as close to a draw as I think I've ever seen at this point in Tic Mac Pub. My question to you, Liquid Damage, is do you want poem number one or number three?
Let me see. I'm thinking number three is what I want to go for because I'm not sure the strategy here.
I think number three is.
Yeah.
And
three.
I'm going to put number three up on the board for you. And it starts with the things, is the first two words, so you know what it starts with. And it should be on the board now for you if you refresh.
And what does it start with?
So it starts with things about you I appreciate.
Okay, I'm getting something totally different. Let me refresh.
Yeah.
Okay. The things about you I appreciate.
Get my little elevator going here.
Oh, is that the refresh?
No, I'm getting another. What does it start with?
The things about you I appreciate.
Yeah, I'm getting for her, this rhyme is penned.
I see it.
I just lost it. Hang on. Okay. The things about you I appreciate may seem indelicate. I'd like to find you in the shower and chase the soap off half an hour. I'd like to have you in my power and you see your eyes dilate. I'd like to have your back to scour and other parts to lubricate. Sometimes I feel it is my fate to chase you screaming up a tower or make you cower by asking you to differentiate Nietzsche or Schopenhauer. I'd like successfully to guess your weight and when you out of fatigue. I'm thinking that's the end of it.
Yeah, keeps on going. I'd like to offer you a flower. I like the hair upon your shoulders falling like water over boulders. I like the shoulders too. They are essential. Your collarbones have great potential. I'd like your particulars in folders marked confidential in poem.
Okay, I'm going to say that's definitely not Poe. And I don't think it's you. I'm going to say someone else.
You're going to say someone else.
Now you
can, if you wish, Liquid Damage, use the services of Deb, of course. You don't have to just go out on a limb here, but it does sound as if you're reasonably convinced, I have to say.
Yeah, I think that's a little on the smutty side for you. Not that it's smutty, but I think that I don't think that's you.
Yes.
So I'm going to say somebody else.
No, well, you clearly haven't listened to the shows that I do sometimes on Monday night, but I am going to say, in this particular instance, you are absolutely correct.
Right on.
Yeah. So you have guessed it completely right. Because I do adult comms. Don't get me wrong, I do adult comms. But very seldom go down that path.
I think you're would be more eloquent at that than this poem was.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I know exactly what exactly what you're saying, and you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And you X marks the spot. So, well done. I am going to now put that up on the board. And as I said, I think there's only one left to read before we go back and do the other two. Lady O. So we are now in a position where I... Oh, I'm not sure. It doesn't have to be a draw. No, it doesn't have to be. It still could be a winner here. So onwards and forwards, as they say. Lady A, you have to do poem number one.
Okay, well, I got to pick one.
You've got to pick one because there's, as Henry Ford would say, you can have any colour you like as long as it's black. In this particular case, you can have any one you like as long as it's number one. So it's going to be yours to guess, Lady A, number one. So let me just give it one tick while I refresh my poems here and the screen, which tends to get a little bit dodgy. So, it's now on the board, Lady A, and it starts with admiring I stared.
Okay, I got it. Admiring I stared as you faced the doubters down. They had thought a fight here and about our town, but not counted on that fire within your eyes, nor us as partners, which now is plain applies. You are my strength and guide in the wider world of matters simple or those bent on winds swirled. On the straight answers you are out to find what really is, while my pride in you I remind. So grateful you are my valentine by day's close, and when a morning long starts out with those, our works here are beginning and seldom done, especially now that we share our firstborn son. Okay, so I see some APisms in here for sure. It's not quite what you usually write about, but or write like. However, there are those little tweaks in there that tell me that this is you, and I'm going to say that this is you.
So I can't get you to use that. Deb's feeling really unloved here. I mean, you're not even throwing anything to it, both you guys. They just, you know, just like, you know, she's just sitting there and waiting to give you guys a response, and, you know, both of you are just completely ignoring her. And on this particular occasion, Lady A, it isn't what I normally write about. It's not the way
that
I normally write.
That first person that gave it away, eh?
Oh.
It's very sweet, though. It's sort of into that sort of thing. It's unusually sweet for me.
Lines in this poem that are atheism, have atheisms in them.
But it's kind of sweet. No, because now we guess. Now we guess again. And if you look at the board, Liquid Damage, we have two squares that you can go and guess. Okay, so I'm just about to put it up on the board, and it's your turn. It's your turn. So bear with me. I'm just going to put the board up so that you can understand what those two squares are and what that would mean in terms of guessing. So the two squares that you could choose are square number 6 or square number 8.
I'm going to go with square number 6.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a reasonable idea. Liquid Damage, I do. And so,
well, because I know it's not
happen,
you.
I'm going to. Well,
oh, wait
you know it's not
that's
me. This is correct. So I'm going to put the board. I'm going to put it back up on the board because we worked out the first time around that this poem was not me, but that still leaves you with for nothing less than the win here. Liquid Damage.
Yeah.
It leaves you with the question as to whether this is me. Sorry, we said it wasn't me, so it's got to be somebody else, or it could be Edgar Allan Poe. It could be somebody else or Edgar Allan Poe, and that is the question that will determine whether or not you win the game That's
or
Shakespeare.
When
I suspect it's Shakespeare, it's somebody else. But or of course, in this incredibly important decision that you have to make, you could phone a friend and you could get Deb's opinion. You don't listen to her, but you get her opinion.
Okay, of course I'm going to get Deb's on this because it's do or die right now. So can I read the poem again?
This is it.
I think you put the wrong poem.
And I'm going to give it across. Did I put the wrong poem up?
So do I get to read the poem again?
No, you don't have to, but I don't think he put the wrong one up.
Oh, they put up the same one that we... Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it has to be the repeat.
Yep,
yeah.
The right one.
Is she calling me or no?
Right one. Yeah, she is,
okay,
Deb. So, Deb, this is your moment in the sun. Deb,
okay.
Expert.
Okay.
Superstar.
All right.
Is this... Poe or somebody else?
There's... My thing is, there's words in here like talisman and amulet.
And
back in the one, for her, this rhyme is penned, whose luminous eyes, brightly expressive. Okay. To me, Linda, this is Poe.
Yep, to me, it's Poe, too. Because he mentions Twins of Leda. That makes me think it's Poe. I mean, somebody could have rewritten that, but I'm saying Poe, too.
Especially which one might not undo without a saber if one could merely comprehend the plot.
And the Gordian knot, and, yeah. I'm thinking it's Poe.
Linda, are you convinced it's Poe?
I'm convinced it's Poe.
Well, for nothing less than the game, we go to the videotape, and the answer is...
Yeah!
Wow, congratulations.
You have been successful in winning the game.
I have to take my throne and hand it over to my scepter, over to Linda.
That's so sweet.
Great guesses there. Fantastic work. And so you have won yourself 1,000 points for that
game.
And
Lady
later,
A,
you
are
500 points. Great game.
Can I talk to Lady A for a second?
Very good. Yeah, of course you may.
Lady A, you are a fine competitor, and I love you, and thank you so much for the game. It was very fun.
You taught me a lot. And you did.
I read up on Poe earlier a little bit, not a lot,
yes.
Just a little bit.
Very well done.
Because it said tic-tac-poe.
Very well done.
And so I kind of got the idea of how his poems kind of went, but. I was interested. It was interesting that there wasn't more Poe in the game, but no, it was fun. Thank you so much.
No.
Thank you. It was great time. It's only one Poe poem, and then there's eight other poems, four by AP, and then four by others. So it makes it. It's like roulette almost. You know.
It is a bit like roulette. This is true. But we have
it was fun.
So we've yet to have a draw. Well done, Liquid Damage. Fantastic effort first time around. Very well done.
Yeah,
great,
really good.
There. Thanks again to Deb. Again to Deb for being there.
Thanks,
and ready to give that answer at the critical moment. And thanks to Hatter for hanging on and saying hello. And I'm going to go out with the Common Lynette again with Valentine's
Day
songs too. And thank you. And well, points will come out shortly. And the Country and Western Song from the Netherlands. Go figure.
Congratulations,
Linda. Bye, everybody. Thank you for being part of it.
Thank you, Deb.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone. It was great. Thanks, JP. Deborah. It was a lot of fun.
Thank
I love this game.
Well done, everybody.
Yeah, I want to play again.
We will.
Traveling in a fast lane. Come on, Marcus.
soon in a couple of weeks. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Night.
Bye.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, AP. Night, night.
Hey, thank you, everybody.
Thanks,
it
everybody.
Was a blast. I want to play again.
Well done.
Hey, ladies.